from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. You don't have to worry about getting bird flu from the ground beef. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said it tested 30 samples of ground beef in states where dairy cattle had tested positive for bird flu, finding no fragments of the virus. USDA says this reaffirms that the meat supply is safe. Inflation isn't doing what the Federal Reserve wants it to do, so the nation's central bank is keeping its benchmark interest rate at the current level. No change in the cost of money. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
In recent months, inflation has shown a lack of further progress toward our 2% objective, and we remain highly attentive to inflation risks.
Arizona state senators managed to repeal the abortion ban that dates back 160 years. Governor Katie Hobbs.
I am glad that they finally did the right thing and overturned this or voted to repeal this draconian ban. I'm looking forward to getting it to my desk and signing it and getting rid of this ban once and for all.
Florida's 6 weeks ban went into effect Wednesday. Vice President Harris went to Jacksonville to say blame Trump.
Donald Trump handpicked 3 members of the United States Supreme Court because he intended for them to overturn Roe. And as he intended, they did.
Monmouth University polling finds the issue will determine how 44% of Democrats vote for president. Another 39% say it will play a significant role. Before Donald Trump's hush money trial resumes today, a hearing.
Judge Juan Merchan scheduled a hearing to consider whether Trump violated the case's limited gag order 4 additional times, such as remarks Trump made in the hallway outside the courtroom last Monday about his former lawyer and likely witness, Michael Cohen.
When are they going to look at all the lies that Cohen did in the last trial.
On Tuesday, Merchan held Trump in criminal contempt and fined him $9,000 for violating the gag order 9 times.
ABC's Peter Haralambos. You're listening to ABC News. A program that helps Americans afford their internet service is expiring this month. President Biden taking action.
The Biden administration now calling for Congress to extend the Affordable Connectivity Program, urging Republicans in particular to support this measure, which helps certain households get a credit towards their internet service. In May, participating non-tribal households get a $14 discount on their bills, while tribal homes get a $35 credit.
ABC's Brittany Shepard. Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene targeting next week to launch her attempt to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The Georgia Republican says she's absolutely going to do it next week.
I can't wait to see Democrats go out and support a Republican speaker.
Democrats have said they'll vote to table Marjorie Taylor Greene's effort and save Mike Johnson's job.
That is not an endorsement that any Republican speaker should ever want or embrace.
Greene argues Johnson has betrayed GOP voters by letting bills pass with bipartisan majorities to fund government agencies and U.S. allies such as Israel and Ukraine. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
A group of 8 U.S. newspapers, including the New York Daily News and Chicago Tribune, is suing OpenAI and Microsoft, asserting the two have ripped off millions of copyrighted news articles without permission or payment to train their artificial intelligence chatbots. The company's already battling a series of other copyright lawsuits. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.